Giant turtle. Jeez. I think the giant turtles are a different breed again. Well, the ones in the fish tank at home, and I'm not sure they're getting a 200, but I think those big fellas, I think they might go deep, so to speak. So there you go. We love turtles here on The Breakfast Club. And we also love Scotty McLaughlin. He's our very own turtle. He'll go forever the way he's going. He's a machine, this man. Three-time supercar champion. He went from Mount Panorama on the weekend, jumped on the bird, and is now in Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, getting ready for his IndyCar debut. And he joins us on the line. Scotty, welcome.
G'day, boys. That's an interesting conversation to walk into. turtles and stuff. So, yeah, that's probably one of the weirdest ones I've worked into with the RSN there. But, yeah,
good. Good. Yeah. That's good. We'd like to just keep you on your toes a bit. Did you ever have a turtle as a kid back in the, what do they call those things? Fish bowls?
Childhood?
No, I never really had one, mate. But, can't say I'm a turtle extraordinaire at all.
Righto. Well, there's something for you to do after this race this week. Now, I know you've gone from Bathurst to St. Petersburg in Florida. Firstly, how do you come down from Bathurst? Does the flight give you the chance to just chill out and get over the whole experience of Bathurst?
I mean, I was still pretty, like, disappointed with the whole weekend for me. I think, you know, fifth for me was a bit of a downer. I think, you know, it was a great result in the end, but you sort of go there wanting more, especially being the defending champ of the race. So, probably on the plane, I had a lot to think about and just was probably a little bit, tired and a bit disappointed with the result. But anyway, it is what it is. You take what you get, move forward. But, I was certainly pretty, once I sort of started thinking about St. Pete and sort of studying that race and what's going to happen this weekend in the IndyCar, it sort of got a bit more exciting.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say next. That I imagine once that disappointment disappears, you've got a whole new world that's going to open up for you on the weekend in St. Petersburg with your IndyCar debut. And the adrenaline of that, I imagine, takes over pretty quick.
Yeah, no, for sure. Look, studying the driver's notes and the onboard footage of the cars and stuff like that, and realising that the speeds that they're doing, the speeds that we're doing at Bathurst, on a street circuit, it's phenomenal. So, I'm excited for that. Excited for the opportunity I'm just gonna go out there and just do every lap I can. I've got a heap to learn. To try and sort of soak everything up like a little sponge.
I know you've been in the car previously, but have you had a chance to get in the car since you've arrived?
Yeah, so what I've done, been in North Carolina the last few days, and that's where the simulator is. It's like a virtual sort of simulator. Very accurate. I was able to sort of jump in there and spend a couple of days just, learning all the buttons again. It's a bit more high tech with, fuel codes and different maps for the engines to save fuel and, a few other things. Went into the workshop and I actually did a final seat fit because since I've been there, I've actually lost more weight. So it sort of had to just make sure that my seat was all tight and I was snug in the car. So, and then the cars actually got put in the truck and they left this morning for Florida. So, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, but I've had plenty of prep with, the team and getting to know my guys. And, it's very cool over here because, my guys are actually like the three car. My car is number three and you've got your other cars at number one, number 12 and 22. And they've all got their own separate crews. So it's really cool. I've almost got my own sort of, half a footy team, that is just working for me, which is really cool. Yeah. And it's something different to what I have in Australia, for sure.
So I'm interested, Scott, with that. You've got your team. Now, you don't know them particularly well, unlike what you've got back here in Australia, where you know them, you trust them. How uncomfortable is that you are going in? And clearly they're there to work for you, but you don't quite know them as well as perhaps you'd like to.
Yeah, it's been hard. I mean, I asked the team to send me just basically the names with the faces next to them, basically so I could just sort of half remember everyone's names, and that certainly helps. And I'd rather that, roll over and say someone's name than roll up and say, oh, hey, legend, or what's going on, boss, or you know what I mean? So I think, one of those deals where you gain all the trust with your engineer, and that's probably the biggest relationship I've got to work on is, I had such a good relationship with my engineers in Australia and working out the car and set up and all that stuff. They understood what I wanted. The same as I've got to do the exact same thing with my engineer over here. I'm going to restart this weekend. So you know, that's probably the biggest trust thing. And that comes, you know, trust from him on me and trust from me on him. But as far as the team is concerned, they know what we've been doing in Australia. So they have an idea of, you know, who I am as a person. They've watched the races and, you know, sort of thing like that. So you sort of walk in and yeah, everyone sort of almost knows you straight away. So it's been a pretty cool initiation. Everyone's been really nice. And yeah, I've got a tremendous amount of trust on them. And I think it's even cooler, like I said, that you've got that team. Like, we'll go out for dinner this week and, you know, and really try and get acquainted as a team. And that's what I'm really excited for.
So, Scotty, I'm interested in the pressure that you're under, or whether there is any pressure. Are you sort of like this young gun coming over from Australia and everyone knows who you are? Or are you seen as a bit of a, and no disrespect, a bit of a nobody that no one knows much about, and you know, you don't necessarily get the respect you get back here? Like, how would you sort of assess that situation?
No, I think I'm a wild card. That's what I think. I'm labelled as a wild card right now. I think I've got a bit of both. Like, not many people know who I am, but they've sort of seen what I've done, and that's sort of what I'm feeling right now. Is the, you know, yeah, people know sort of what I got. I think I've got a little bit of promise, but at the same time, it's like, well, we don't really know what he's going to do. See what happens. So, I'm happy being the unknown guy and just sort of coming in as a rookie. You know, I spoke to, you know, Roger and Tim Sindrick, who's the president of Penske and Penske Racing, and they were just like, you know, you just literally got to do every lap you can this weekend. Don't, you know, try and put a foot wrong. You don't have to be the fastest car out there. It's just a matter of learning and getting every lap and do every pit stop. And, you know, that's my ultimate goal this weekend. That's why I'm sort of, you know, the only person that can put more pressure on me is myself. So I think if I'm like that, I should be fine.
Yep.
Can I ask you about the driver notes you were talking about over when you were looking at them on the plane over? Who gives them to you? What do they entail for our listeners? Give us a bit of an insight into what that actually means, having the driver notes about the track you're racing on this week.
Yeah, so the driver notes, it's basically, I got the document. It was like 205 pages. It was crazy.
Wow.
It was like, basically, they go through every corner on the track, sort of like each segment of the corner and where, and they had the two fastest laps and the drivers that did them. And they have like screenshots of, you know, car position and, you know, whether there are, you know, I'm talking in the American terms now, but if they're 1 foot out or you know, a couple inches, you know, left or right of this little point on the track. So I figure out exactly where I need to position the car and, you know, what works good, what bump I should miss. So I sort of, it's like a scouting sheet, I guess, for footy, right? It's a scouting sheet for the track. So I get to know what to expect at that corner, where should I position the car so I miss a bump and all that sort of stuff. But mind you, all this sort of stuff happens at, you know, 200 mile an hour, you know, it's 300 k's. So I've got to try and, you know, learn all that and then study it and then put it into practice. And that's something that the simulator, like I said before, that sort of helps as well with all that.
So it's a bit like that scene in Cool Runnings where the guy at the front in Cool Runnings is going through the photos of all the turns at the Olympics back in the old days. Have you seen that scene?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's probably not as cool as Cool Runnings, but it's probably that way.
Yep, right, I'm with you. You're on the same page. It's all I need you to be. What about, so the calendar now, what happens from this point in time onwards? It's Thursday here, so Wednesday nightish over there. What happens from now?
Yeah, so I've got a couple of sponsor commitments over the next couple of days. And then Friday I've got a track walk and, you know, and last sort of COVID test before I go racing just to make sure I'm, you know, safe. And then, and then sort of straight into the practice. I've got an hour and a half practice on Saturday morning and then straight into qualifying and then the race is on Sunday. So not a huge amount of track time, but that's another reason why I've got to do every lap I can and see what happens. But, yeah, it'll be fine.
What are your expectations? What are you setting yourself this week?
Well, I have a think about it. I'm like, geez, I'd love to be in the top 10. And then I'm like, far out. I looked at the qualifying results from last year and, you know, it's bloody close and bloody competitive. So, I'd love to, if I rolled in and I sort of was in the, if I got a top 10, it'd be like a win for me. That certainly would be really, I'd be stoked with that. Top 15 even would be, you know, I think that would still be a pretty good result in a street track. And, a place and I haven't had much practice before. So, look, overall top 15, but if I got top 10, she's a win.
Yeah, I reckon cool. Scotty's really, he's Lightning McQueen, the new kid on the block.
Yes, shiny stickers. Ka-chow.
Yeah, probably not as cool, but yeah, I'll see how it goes.
I reckon you might be. And just before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time, Scotty. I know you've got heaps going on over there in the build-up to this race at St. Petersburg on the weekend. The Shell V-Power Racing team celebration, you won the championship, of course, on the weekend. Just that was signed off on. Was there a celebration?
No, unfortunately. I had to leave basically straight after the race on Sunday night, so I flew to Sydney. The boys, they're in quarantine at the moment up in Kingscliff before they get into Queensland. So
right. They're
sort of half a two-week Mad Monday session. So a couple of the boys rolled in a couple of Dusty Martin haircuts and they've just been mucking around, so they're enjoying it.
Well, hopefully you enjoy your race this week, your experience in the IndyCar this week. And you've got a heap of fans in Australia and New Zealand, and we'll all be watching this weekend to see how you go, mate. Good luck. Enjoy the build-up and have a great race as well. Be safe.
Appreciate it, lads. Talk soon.
Good stuff. Scott McLaughlin, three-time supercar champion. On the weekend, we'll be debuting in the IndyCar series in the US at St. Petersburg in Florida, which is a street circuit, so it's a bit more familiar with him than the oval circuit for Scotty. But, yeah, interesting. Interesting stuff. Those notes where you've got to plan ahead and understand what corner you've got to be doing this and that. And seeing it on paper and on screens are different to living it in real life, I would imagine.
Driving at 300 kilometres an hour, all I could think about was it's almost like the notes that the caddy does for the golfer, just with all the little sort of dot points along a golf hole, where the bunker is and where the swale is and all these sorts of things, that he'd be studying that. I'm actually quite nervous for him because the expectation will be high for himself, but also this young punk coming over to from Australia who wins everything just to see how he goes. Completely different car, but it's still motor racing. I'm really looking forward to seeing how he goes.